It all began when Minority Leader Delegate Tim Miley gave his colleagues his weekly update about available jobs in North Central West Virginia. Every Thursday, Miley said he would stand up for West Virginia businesses during ending remarks.
I also have been reminded that not all parts of our state are prospering quite like North Central is at the moment. But I would remind the members that it's not just due to the oil and gas industry, but we have an airport up there that has a number of manufacturers located at it that provides a lot of good paying jobs. And the economic impact study provided by, I think it's WVU, revealed that that airport has a $1 billion impact on our economy.
Miley's announcement wasn't taken lightly by Delegate Joshua Nelson from Southern West Virginia.
If you look around the chamber, you'll see some of us wearing solid black, and I will tell you that we'll continue doing that on Thursdays in mourning for those people down in Southern West Virginia who do not have such a bright future because of attacks from agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency and a piss-poor environment, business environment in the state of West Virginia.
Delegate Patrick McGean from the Northern Panhandle also stood to criticize Miley's weekly job report.
You mentioned a study that was done on a airport authority in North Central West Virginia.
So on the economic impact of the airport.
Is that from the College of Business and Economics at WVU?
I believe it was.
Do you know who the authors, these great intellectual PhD elites who authored that report? Do you know the name?
I don't have a copy in front of me, so I don't know that answer.
Probably not. Have you ever studied market economics?
Not really.
Probably
I mean, I'm
not.
In college years ago.
Yeah, probably not, right? Do you understand there's different schools of thought in economics?
I understand there are different schools of thought.
Do you understand what the Keynesian school of thought is?
Why don't you enlighten me?
Do you understand what the Austrian school of thought is?
Why don't you enlighten me?
What I'm getting at is, how many of these jobs in North Central West Virginia are actually government jobs or jobs derived from government spending?
I'm not sure if that study provides that information, but, I don't know.
Because I'm suspecting that the Keynesian PhDers wrote your wonderful study showing this great airport authority and this $1 billion injection of government funding in a North Central West Virginia, which is wonderful, right?
Well, I can tell you there are a number of private companies, starting with Bombardier, Pratt Whitney, Lockheed Martin, which I'm sure have government contracts.
You all have
contracts.
Government contracts,
well,
correct?
Gentlemen, please allow Gentleman 48 to complete his answer.
Sure, answer.
Which I'm sure have government contracts. That doesn't mean there aren't jobs available.
Sure. Do you think the federal government's just going to continue to spend deficit after deficit, and that's just going to continue to happen?
I can't speak for the federal government and won't even try.
As time went on, delegate after delegate stood to give personal stories about drug addiction and overdose and the impact this critical issue has on businesses all over the state. They cited solutions such as better education and better parenting. Every floor session ends with the remarks portion of the agenda, where any delegate can speak his or her mind about any topic they wish. But today's debate ended with this admonishment from House Speaker Tim Armstead.
As a general reminder, I know we've had a number of emotional debates and discussion here today, but I would remind all members to please respect each other's ability to get on this House and speak and allow each member to complete their comments, and that as we are recognized to make remarks or to answer questions, that we do so with civility and with respect with each other.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.